Right, if we analyze the brachot that we recite on Yom Tov, there's a certain something's not quite congruous. I'm talking about the middle bracha in Shemona Esrei and the bracha that we have the chatima for Kiddush. Let's say we're on Rosh Hashanah, so the chatimat bracha is Melech HaKol Aretz Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. So that's fine. Then on Yom Kippur, we also have a specific bracha. It's Melech Mochel Sleach Lamonotena, Blamu Ba Yisrael, Mavi Irish Motim Echol Shana Vashana, Melech HaKol Aretz Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. All right, it's another specific bracha. But then we look at, and the same thing, it was no Kiddush on Yom Kippur, but the Kiddush would be the same on Rosh Hashanah. But then the middle bracha and the Kiddush that we have on Yom Tovim, we don't say Melech HaKol Aretz Mekadosh Yisrael B'Chag HaSukkot, right? We say Melech HaKol Aretz Mekadosh Yisrael B'Hazmanim. And the same Chatimas Bracha we say by Pesach and the same by Shavuos. So it doesn't seem somewhat incongruous. In other words, you would expect that there would be a specific bracha that would be unique to each yantav. That's the way I normally would think it should be. That's the way I would think. So Rav Shechter brings down in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav that indeed the Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, the author of the Torah Tamima, he had a chiddush and he thought that that's exactly what it should be. He thought that a mistake had cropped up in our tefillot. He thought that originally it was written in Mekadosh Yisrael and then in parentheses V'Hazmanim, meaning you're supposed to write add in the zman that it's appropriate, or v'hazmanim, or you know, that's the way, and then it got changed. So that was his chiddush. So he mentions that the Rav had discussed this with him. Now, Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, he was in Europe, but he came here to America. I know he was here in the 1920s. I saw a photograph of him in Boston with Dr. Revel in the 1920s. So I don't know if the Rav spoke, but the Rav came to America in 1930. So I don't know if they spoke in Europe or spoke here, but but the Rav had a conversation with him, and he strongly disagreed with him. And he felt that that it's, in other words, the underlying idea would be, is it that is there a unique yantiv? In other words, is it that Pesach is his own unique yantiv, Shavuos is his own unique yantiv, and Sukkot is his own unique yantiv? And Mimela, then it needs its own unique bracha, or is it more generic? So the Rav felt that in Achinami, that the Torah Tamim was not correct, that there's like a pie in the sky yantiv, and it just, on Pesach, it gets expressed with the dinim of Pesach. And on Shavuos, it gets expressed with the dinim of Shavuos. And on Sukkot, it gets expressed with the dinim of Shavuos. But in Achinami, like Lamai said, they're all that yantiv. They're all that yantiv. In other words, so that's the way the Rav felt. So, and he had a raya for it. So one raya is in the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. I'm Daf Dalet. It's coming up in Daf Yomi. We're going to make Bli Neder a Siyum in 2 weeks in Masechet Beya, and the next Masechet is Rosh Hashanah. If anybody wants to join us, you're all welcome. So there's a sugya on Daf Dalet. It talks about the lav of Baal Ta'achir. A person makes a neder to bring a korban. So there's a lav in the Torah. Lo ta'achir l'shamo. Kiti or neder l'Hashem lokecha. Lo ta'achir l'shamo. Don't delay fulfilling the neder. So the Gemara learns, the Gemara has machloket tanaim, but it's talui with the three regalim. The Gemara learns that when the three regalim pass by, at least according to Tan Reb Shimon, it needs to be the three regalim in the order in which they appear in Chumash. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And then if I don't fulfill my neder by that Sukkot, then I'm in trouble. According to Reb Shimon, it has to be the Yom Tovim in the order in Pesach. So, in other words, I'm not going to go into all the details. Come to the Daf Yomi, you get more. But the point is that the Yom Tovim constitute like one Seder, in other words, one protocol, all three of them together, and they're all shayach to one another, and they're all mitzurah with one another. That's the way the Rav felt. In other words, it's not like, this has got nothing to do with that, this has got nothing to do with this and the other thing. They're all part and parcel of the same object. And then, when they get to them, when that's done, so that's the way he felt. Now, with this, just one minute, let me just do it, and then I'll take questions, okay? So, with this, the Rav wanted to question a psak from the Sha'arei Ephraim. There's a halacha that the Mechaber brings down. Let's say the psukim, let's say I'm laning on a Monday or a Thursday or Shabbos Mincha, so as long as I have 10 psukim, if I leave out one pasuk, it's not mala, not morid, I'm okay. But on Shabbos, I leave out a pasuk, then I got to go back. You know, I have to get all the psukim in. What about the moedim? So the Mechaber says the psukim, the moedim, not mala, not morid, if I leave out a pasuk, I'm okay. But then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, yeah, but some psukim are ma'akev by the moedim. And if I leave out the psukim from the korbanot, then I'm in trouble. In other words, let's say I have aser to aser. So I leave out one pasuk in the Aser Tatzir, I'm okay. But if I leave out the pasuk that relates to the Moed, then I'm sunk. That's the way the Shaarei Ephraim says it. So the Shaarei Ephraim, I'll just read a few lines from the Shaarei Ephraim, and I'll tell you how the Rav sort of disagreed with this. He says, the Shaarei Ephraim says, let's say the first 2 days of Sukkot, we lay in Shuro Chesav ways. The last Aliyah, the fifth Aliyah, is the only one that spoke about Sukkot. So let's say it's Sukkot, and he left out those psukim. They didn't, that fifth Aliyah, he says, Rak Kara Tish B'Tshusha B'Tchem, U'Pasak B'Rech B'Ach HaKrona, So the Shaarei Ephraim says, even if I was Golo the Sefer Torah and I said the Kaddish, I have to reopen that Sefer and get the Psukim that relate to Sukkot. That's the way the Shaarei Ephraim says. But it's mashma, if I leave out the Psukim that would relate to, let's say, Pesach or Shavuos, I don't have to go back. So the Rav disagreed with this. The Rav held that, in other words, that's a mistake. In other words, it's not just the psukim of Sukkot are the Chobot Hayom for Sukkot. In other words, the psukim for Pesach and Shavuos are also Chobot Hayom for Sukkot. In other words, there's this tipus in Shemayim of a Yontiv, and the Yontiv gets expressed in different ways at different times during the year. Okay, what do you want to have, Mayor?
I'm just wondering if you're giving a generic reason why we say Zmanim instead of for the specific holiday. So why is it in the Shemone Esrei, right, in the Elokeinu, the Elokei Avotinu section, we don't generalize it. We use the specific one. Right now, we say specific.
Right. You're saying like the Torah Tamima that we should be specific. In other words, why do we want to say why? Why do we mention in the Yalav Yaba? We say Yom Chagaskot is all right.
We say, clearly
there are different korbanah for each yontiv, they each have some differences with each other, but the Chatimis Bracha is what really tells you what the essence of the day would be. That's the way I would say. All right. Any other questions? Yeah, what's up, Yossi?
Those houses, money, all these spread come together.
All right, so Aliyah the Regel, but the question is it uniform for all three, or are they each separate? Okay, but that's the piece with that. Okay, I think that's going to be for tonight. Rabbi Hanan Mechashmer, I'm supposed to